Welcome to Harmony Primitive Baptist Church. This is Brother Richard Sandage preaching at our 2013 fall meeting.
Well, we're within the camp. I appreciate so much what's gone before, including last night. I'll start by turning our minds to Acts chapter 2. You want to turn there. Last part of that chapter. It's been said in this meeting several times, and the word, the term, fellowship has been used. I wonder, brethren, do we really understand that term, fellowship? I enjoy fellowship. I'm glad Brother Sonny last night in his opening remarks that began this meeting, he called it, what did he call it? Fellowship meeting. I appreciate that so much. But I want to share with you something that I believe the scriptures will back up. You and I can't have fellowship without the truth. True fellowship. Fellowship that's taught in Scripture, you and I can't have without the truth. Turn to Acts chapter 2. I'll read to you for a minute, and then I want to give you I'm going to ask you, brethren, to be charitable, please. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, referring to the word that was just preached by Peter on the day of Pentecost. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. A little side note here. Tell me they were not organized to go through 3,000 baptisms. Had to be a little organization there, didn't there? About 3,000 souls. And they continued, listen to this next word, and they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, comma, and in breaking of bread, comma, and in prayers. And they continued steadfast. I want to read to you a quote that, and I apologize, I wished I'd have written the man's name down, and I don't even remember where I read it, where I saw it, whether it was on the internet, whether somebody sent it to me. But I want to read to you what this man said. And if you, brethren, have heard it, I would beg that you find out. If you know who it is that made this statement, I'd appreciate it so that I could give him the credit for it. He says, fellowship is so vital that we cannot live for God by ourselves. Did you hear what I said? As we develop deeper relationships with others, we should remember that we come to resemble those with whom we fellowship. Everybody get that? I'll let you copy it later. I wished I had the man's name that wrote it. I read it and it stuck out to me, and I've had it in several different forms for quite a while. But let me read that first part to you again, in case you think you're out there on an island and you can serve the Lord. Fellowship is so vital that we cannot live for God by ourselves. So, back to Acts, verse 42. And they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. Notice the order. I want you to notice the order here. Steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. The apostles' doctrine, they first of all had what this dear brother just preached to us about, that covenant-keeping God. and a Savior who needed no help. That's the apostles' doctrine, isn't it? Isn't that what we preach and teach as old Baptists? That's key. That's number one. Apostles' doctrine. And by the way, they held to it steadfast. And those of you who don't know what steadfast means, we all have these concepts of what words mean to us. By the way, Brother Harold, am I Oxford? Thank you very much. Show of hands, who's received an Oxford from Brother Harold Stumbaugh? Steadfast means unshaken. They're unshaken in the apostles' doctrine. Immovable. Firmly fixed. There's your steadfast. Are you? Are you unmovable in the apostles' doctrine?
Lord help us.
Are you firmly fixed? And that you've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ and nothing else. Are you firmly fixed in that? Well, then you got a shot at fellowship. Steadfastly, this... now look, I realize, and there's been... we've had, as some of the old preachers say, you know, I got one. We've been blessed as old Baptists. Our pastor out at Sardis has been preaching on the effects of the truth and the bondage that not having the truth lends itself, as we heard some last night, which is amazing. And you know the Lord's in the matter, Brother Freddie. And I'll use this dear brother sitting on the front pew as an example. I could have fellowship with Brother John in the sense of being a friend and a neighbor and down the road, but I couldn't have true fellowship with John when he was of another order, another religious order. Now, he was in a bondage before he came to the Old Baptist. Of what he was taught, and they tried to convince him to believe, and he was in a bondage. Now he understands the apostles' doctrine, and he and I have a wonderful, close fellowship. Prior to that, see, I don't understand. I was raised in right here in this church in my younger days, but I've been in the Old Baptist Church. I never fully can relate to what men like Brother John have gone through in that bondage. Now, I've been in bonds of legalism.
Oh, yes, Lord help us.
And I've been in bonds of traditionalism.
Amen. God help us.
You know? Traditionalism wouldn't allow my two grandchildren to sit over there in what they call the Amen Corner, would it? Some would frown on that. If you understand what I'm saying.
Sure.
I've been bound in traditionalism in those bonds. But there's those who really believe what this brother just finished preaching about. God's children that feel like they must have to do something or hear the word or be baptized before they ever see God in glory. Now, when you're in that type of bondage, it'd be hard for you and I to have real, true fellowship. As I said, I appreciate this being called a fellowship meeting. Not just because the local churches and the local preachers, preachers here in Arkansas, which by the way I consider you brethren the backbone around here, and thank God for you, every one of you. But I have an opportunity, my opportunity to fellowship, not just with the brethren, the preach brethren, but every one of you. Now, I'm going to get to outside the camp here in a minute. I hope this ties in. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. Sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And he just out there and decided that someone walking along the street, the Lord picked them up and dropped them in the church, right? No, back up. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. I submit to you, as we go outside the camp, and what we heard last night, I need your fellowship in order to do that. You hear what? And you, I hope you need my fellowship in order to do that. You cannot serve God alone. The Lord didn't set it up that way. He didn't set up the church in a community of people to serve Him alone. It takes our fellowship. And let me use this as an example. As Brother Carl was preaching last night about outside the camp, and he made mention about going to work, and those of you who are retired, God bless you. I'm glad. Maybe some of you don't have to get out there in this mean old society, but you know what? I used to kind of feel sorry for myself that I still had to do that until I heard Brother Carl preach last night. I have an opportunity, you understand, outside the camp. But I cannot do that without your fellowship. I cannot do that without my pastor's fellowship. And this is my example. If I'm all alone, I'm not going to have the courage to go outside the camp. You try it. I need your, and I hope you need mine, I need your exhortation. I need your love. And you know what makes it so wonderful and beautiful? It's not about you and me. You know what where that fellowship comes from? The commonality is Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes. That's the commonality in our fellowship. And without that, that's the type of fellowship I'm talking about. Is that not what you meant, Brother Sonny? That's this fellowship meeting. Right. It's about Jesus Christ our Lord. That's our commonality. There's not one person I have seen here that had an axe to grind when they got here. This is true fellowship in the love of our Lord. And that's our commonality is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's how we'll have true fellowship. So, praising God and having favor with all the people, I believe there was this steadfast Following of the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Notice how those two are linked together before the comma. The apostles' doctrine and fellowship, then comma. That tells me that's pretty two important items, isn't it? Those two items are pretty important, tied together. Apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Well, I can go outside the camp and maybe have favor with all the people, all kinds of people. Not every single person I come into contact with, but all types of people, nationality, race. But if I'm not with having the apostles' doctrine and firmly fixed on who my Savior is. You see? That's key, y'all, as the brother spoke. You need to be steadfast in the fact that your Lord and Savior is who He says He is. Firmly fixed on that. Don't waver. Be steadfast. Don't waffle. As the brother said, that's what's got us into a lot of trouble. And that's one reason why this nation is in deep trouble. And that's another reason why you and I are going to need each other's fellowship if we're to continue in this capacity.
That's right, brother.
My heart is broken to watch this nation fall apart.
Amen.
Yes.
Because we have taking one little section out. And every time we take a little section out, and this doesn't apply and this doesn't apply, another chink, so to speak, in the armor is removed. I have a tremendous desire to assemble myself within the camp and learn more of Him, hopefully make an acceptable sacrifice, present my body a living sacrifice, but I have an obligation outside the camp.
Yes. That's right.
Whether I fulfill that obligation outside the camp or not, now you're not the one that's going to completely hold me up. I need your fellowship. Remember where that commonality is. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the commonality of that fellowship. But I'm telling you, I can't do it by myself. I can't fulfill my obligation outside the camp solely on my own. A lot of you are a lot better at evangelizing and being evangelistic than I. Turn to the Epistle of John, First Epistle of John. We'll catch a few verses here. Remember now, be steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, firmly fixed. I know what you're taught here, so you don't have an excuse about what's being taught. We'll start with the third verse. Hopefully this will make sense. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. John, well, you know what? I can't leave those first two verses out. I'm sorry. I got to back up. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested and we have seen it. Can you imagine that? Amazing. And bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Then he says, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. You see that? He's declaring the Lord Jesus Christ, and he wants to have fellowship with them, doesn't he? Whoever he's writing this to, God's people. But he makes the statement, it's not going to happen. We're not going to have fellowship without that, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you see that? That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. He's declaring it unto them so that they may have fellowship also with him. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. That's where our fellowship is. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. You can't have it both ways, can you? If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Well, there you go. If we'll do this, we're going to be cleansed from all sin. Yeah, that's right. It's not talking about eternally. That's a daily cleansing. And I don't know about you, but I've had a cleansing. And when I have fellowship with my brothers and sisters, do you not have a cleansing?
Amen, bro.
Tell me, if you don't, something's wrong.
That's exactly right.
I don't want to say you're spiritually dead, but your spirit's hurting. I love my brethren and sisters. And when our commonality is our Lord Jesus Christ and we have fellowship, especially in a meeting like this, oh man, don't you, are you not cleansed? Right now I could go out and conquer the world knowing that I have fellowship with you. Now, I'm sure there's doctrinal differences. Excuse me. I'm sure there are some very minute particulars that these brethren don't agree on. But I promise you, they don't have any doctrinal differences on who their Lord and Savior is and what He did for His people. And that covenant-keeping God they all agree on, I promise you. And that's the apostles' doctrine that you need to be steadfast in.
Amen, brother.
That will allow you to have fellowship one with another. It wasn't me. John said it.
That's right.
I didn't say it. I thought about asking him. I didn't wear a watch. Didn't get a battery for my watch. I've not worn a watch in a long time. I started to ask one of the brethren for a watch. And it's not going to matter. So y'all don't worry about it. You have plenty of time to fix supper, sisters. As Brother Carl spoke last night, and I'm going to read that verse because I want a part out of that verse in Philippians. Which kind of set me onto this. Besides, it just seemed that word fellowship kept ringing in my ears from the moment that Brother Sonny said it. So Brother Carl quoted this last night in Philippians chapter 3. And be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings. Yeah. Now, have you had fellowship with His sufferings? being made conformable unto his death. The fellowship of his sufferings. I don't know about y'all, but the picture that was painted for us last night in his sufferings, an undeserving, hell-bound sinner, wretch, and our Lord and Savior trod that outside the camp, right? Alone, so that you and I don't have to. And what I mean by you and I don't have to, yeah, there's not anything that we can do, and we don't have to pay that price, but that's not what I mean. You and I don't have to walk it alone.
Amen.
You and I have fellowship one with another and can walk through this life together, holding up, exhorting, and having fellowship. I appreciate your kind attention. God bless you.
Thank you for visiting Harmony Primitive Baptist Church. This has been Brother Richard Sandage preaching at our 2013 fall meeting.